Downtown Milwaukee is in the midst of a building boom, including along the Milwaukee River. The city credits its ongoing Riverwalk construction for luring people to a stretch of land most had ignored. Now, as the decades-long project nears an end, builders are gobbling up the remaining land along the walkway. WUWM visited a couple developments. There have been so many projects along the Milwaukee River, you can't write a list that's both short and comprehensive. Here's Milwaukee Development Commissioner Rocky Marcoux.
If you look at valuation increases in the city of Milwaukee on property that is along the river system, over $1 billion of development.
The projects include corporate headquarters, restaurants, and lots of housing.
2,000 units of new folks living along the river is an extraordinary amount of growth for any city, but particularly Milwaukee, which had not seen a significant increase in its downtown population until really the last 15 years.
A lot of the riverfront development is on former industrial land. It's available because factories went out of business. Here on the east bank of the river, land where the former Pfister and Vogel tannery stood, is now the mixed-use North End complex. A crane is lowering beams onto a structure as workers erect the latest building in the complex. A couple blocks north of here, similar activity could be underway later this year on the site of another former tannery.
It's now a huge vacant lot along the river.
That's Milwaukee Alderman Nick Kovac. He says a 400-unit apartment complex is slated for the old Galoon tannery land. The project would include construction of one of the final unfinished portions of the Riverwalk.
There's really two main goals the city has for this. One is we'd like to get taxable residential development there, and the other is we'd like a beautiful and accessible Riverwalk. So this proposal gives us both of those things.
Kovac believes development has flourished along the riverfront because people are drawn to the water's calming effect.
There's something to be said for just looking out your window and watching the water go by.
Yet for some, the draw to the riverfront is the hive of activity nearby.
This is where the young people are when we're looking for a new staff. They want to be downtown somewhere because this is where the action is.
David Rasich is managing partner at Plunkett Rasich Architects. The company is building its new headquarters in an old warehouse here in the Fifth Ward, just across the street from the river.
This is where the apartments are, the restaurants, Summerfest. A lot to do at lunchtime, a lot to do after work. So it just seemed the logical thing for us to move here.
The building will replace the company's suburban offices.
It's going to be our IT room. This will be our HR manager, our finance manager, and the storage room. And then the rest of this is open and it'll be a series of workstations.
Rasich believes riverfront development will continue as long as plots of land remain available. Kimberly Gleffy hopes it remains focused along the Riverwalk. She heads the River Revitalization Foundation.
I think a lot of the density that's being kept downtown and along the Riverwalk is a really good thing. It helps us protect the upstream corridor.
Yet Gleffy also urges planners to integrate open and green spaces in development along the walkway.
We need to balance that built and natural environment, especially where all these people are living.
You have to plan for some parks, but you do need buildings in between them or you don't have a city.
Milwaukee Alderman Nick Kovac reminds development critics local officials have passed zoning rules for projects upstream from North Avenue that keep buildings from being too close to the water's edge or so tall that they mar the view. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.